45 degrees, sunshine on this Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend, a great Mother's Day. We all have our own opinion on working from home. I've been working from home since last March. We haven't been in the studios at WJR. We're not alone. We're in the majority of people who haven't gone back into the office. And now the big questions are, has this been a good thing or not a good thing? Should we continue doing it? We've learned a lot through this pandemic. Companies have certainly learned a lot and ways to save money, too. But is it the right thing? Well, Sean McGinnis is a productivity specialist, chairman of Lumini, a global organization of administrative assistants and executive assistants. And he has a new study about remote work. Sean, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. So in a nutshell, I mean, I have my own opinion, but you've done a study. How does remote work work? Does it make us more or less productive?
Well, the good news is, at a high level, remote work has been an overwhelming success, both for employees and employers. And we've seen a shift, Paul, over the particularly the last 6 months in positive attitudes related to the employer that remote work is working. Now, you know, within the good news cycle, there are also some risks and there are also some downsides. But overall, I think remote work is here to stay. And I think the flexibility that that gives, particularly the knowledge worker, we all recognize the realities of people in manufacturing and healthcare and hospitality, restaurant service. There are roles that just, you know, you have to be at the cold face. But for knowledge workers, the relation to their ability to, you know, the requirement to go in every day, I think we've proven and our studies have indicated that that's no longer the case.
Well, I think of the commuting time alone that is wasted if you don't need to be there. And I know that some people in the past felt that their employees, quote unquote, needed to be there because, frankly, they didn't trust that they would be working if they weren't there.
Right. And I, you know, there is still a sentiment around, you know, are people doing what they're expected to do? And that brings up, you know, a series of really important managerial requirements. You know, trust is such an important element of building a culture that people want to come and work with. And we know that financial success is highly dependent on empowering, leading, retaining talent, far more so than trying to go out and grab new customers and grab new clients. You know, retaining the right people, because people are ultimately the driver of our success. So managing and mentoring as a business leader, as a manager, is critically important. Having the right tools in place, collaboration tools like Slack and Teams, and then using the right communication vehicles can really help this, you know, stay at home. And it may not be forever. 29% of employees think we'll go back to 3 days a week. You know, 22% would like people to come back 5 days a week. But I think, you know, the train has left the station. So it's up to us to create the environment and then the mechanisms to make sure that, you know, our productivity and the way that we communicate is optimized. So quick six for you. Face-to-face meetings, still very vital. You know, they're important for trust building and collaboration. But, you know, they could be done for the more important things where confidentiality and that true connection is there. Video conference we're all using, we know that that's effective. The old-fashioned phone call, just picking up the phone and having a one-to-one conversation, no visual aids. What's wrong with that? And I've encouraged a lot of my team, a lot of our customers, you know, to start going back to that mechanism. Email's still there, and email has been overabused, as we know, but it's still an excellent vehicle for communication, particularly when you're tracking or you need to do details. Text is easy for one-on-ones. And then the final one is these collaboration tools like Microsoft Teams or Slack that are really good when you're working in a team and you need to collaborate, and it really helps remotely. So organizations that are leading in this area that have this tech stack well put together and that have trained on these communication vehicles, that lowers the risk of you not knowing what an individual is doing every day. And then, you know, and I say this more from a personal point of view, Paul, is if you can't trust the individuals and really know what their drivers are, then maybe you shouldn't be in management or leading an organization.
That's a good point. So we're spending some time with Sean McGinnis, Productivity Specialist, Chairman of Lumini Global Organization of Administrative Assistants and Executive Assistants. And the new study finds that remote work makes us overwhelmingly more productive. And I can tell you, my own opinion has always been that way, because not just from my own experience, but from what I've heard from so many other people. Listen up, bosses and owners of companies. When people are working from home, they're working a lot more than usual, because your office is here. I find myself working around the clock.
And, you know, there's a downside to that too, Paul, and I completely agree with that. The importance of creating boundaries within the home environment is also key, because we can be, to your point, we can be trapped into this. You know, we're dedicating hours, but mental health is important. The ability to take breaks is important. The ability to sustain your motivation. So when you're at home, having some hacks that help you do that, making sure that you're scheduling in breaks, making sure that you're dedicating enough time to family. So many people that are working from home today, particularly women with children in the home, are juggling both the expectation that they perform their work requirement, but because their kids have been at home much more than ever before, there's that requirement to recognize that they need to balance. And really, it's, I don't like the term balance so much as I like work-life integration. So I shut my office door, you know, when I'm finished my day, and yes, that's gone longer, I shut it and I don't open it up until I'm really doing work, so that I've clearly separated that. You know, I have circumstances with employees who are living in small apartments, and there's multiple people living in that apartment. They're helping pay the rent. They're all working from home. How do they balance that close proximity? So it's important for employers to think about this, to help their team set clear rules that establish these balances and these boundaries, provide training to work more effectively within the remote environment, and then, you know, celebrating that flexibility, because it's not a hindrance to the business, as our research has shown. And if you look at all the latest studies, effectiveness and productivity has gone up. That should be celebrated. But we should also mitigate the downside risks and make sure that the safety, the wellness, and the capabilities, you know, people working from home are taken into consideration.
Sean, how do my listeners find you?
They can find me at Lumini, Lumini Network.com, and happy to answer any of their questions.
All right, Lumini, Lumini Network.com. Sean McGinnis, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day.